It's my pleasure to introduce our next NSF executive welcomer. Michael Vigelius is the division director for the Division of Mathematical Sciences, which is part of the Directorate of Mathematical and Physical Sciences. As you've heard, SATSI spans many areas, mathematical and physical sciences being a very important one, and we're pleased to have Michael with us today. So, Michael.
Thank you very much, and I want to welcome you also to this event. MPS, and in particular the main partner from MPS is DMS, Division of Mathematical Sciences, is not the biggest player in this program, but we very highly value our participation, and we would actually very much like to grow this participation in the SATSI program. We find it's an area where mathematics can play an enormous role, is already playing a role, and I was very heartened by the fact that when I looked at the funding areas of the SATSI program, I sort of personally found that mathematics was should be an intricate part about a third of the funding areas that I saw, and this of course is not reflected by our economic participation in this program, but as I say, we would very much like to actually increase this. The sort of areas that I think we, of course, when you look at the areas described, I took heart at a particular area, and I'll read the point. It says, one of the purposes is to develop the scientific foundations for digital systems that can resist attacks, including a range of cryptographic algorithms and statistical tools that can withstand attacks from novel computational engines such as quantum computers. And that sort of brings me maybe to a point that I'm sure a number of you are aware, namely that I guess it was about 2 or 3 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, it was announced by the GCHQ, the government communication headquarters in Britain, that they had sort of abandoned the development and the publication of a security primitive for one of the cryptographic algorithms, because what they had done in trying to prepare it for publication, they had actually designed a quantum attack that sort of was seemed like it could not resist that. Something that was actually, I guess I'm not an expert in the area, but according to friends I've talked to about this was quite unexpected, or at least somewhat unexpected, since the cyclic lattice strategy that was employed for this security primitive was supposed to be fairly resistant to quantum computer attacks. And so this is what sort of brings me to, again, reinforcing the fact that mathematics should and could play a much larger role. And in particular, I also want to quote from the comments of these three researchers that had at least designed the quantum algorithm to attack, namely the names were Campbell, Groves, and Shepard, that they found that designing quantum resistance cryptography is a difficult task, and much care and patience will be required to provide a thorough security assessment of any such protocol once you think that it is resistant to attacks. And I think this is certainly an area where I think we can participate, we should participate, and I hope this is sort of a venue for maybe building also the community desire to do so. We don't have quantum computers, but as everyone knows, I mean, the Church Turing thesis is not violated by these quantum algorithms, and so a traditional computer sufficiently powerful will certainly be able to simulate these algorithms, and that of course makes it tremendously important also from a national level. As I said, and I'll repeat myself, we would like to be a larger player. We intend to spend about $2 million on the program this year, which is, given the 120 so million size of the program, is not a large effort, but we would like to grow it. But this requires the building of a community, and this is what we are hoping could take place at a meeting like this, getting more mathematicians involved, getting word out there that this is an area of tremendous national importance, and we should, as we do in other initiatives, we participate in material science initiative, we participate in the big data initiative, we will be actually within MPS also participating very strongly in optics and photonics. I mean, these are things that even though we have core programs in mathematics that we value very highly, we also want to show that mathematics is of tremendous, we believe, of tremendous national importance. And so this is just another way of doing this. I very much welcome you to this meeting and hope that this will help you also to develop the community contacts that you came here to develop. And then I guess this is my way of saying welcome to everyone and thank you for coming.